Are you okay?
Don't care.
Great. Bring on the bubbly. Babe. Hello, Podsters. Welcome back to the show. This is Teeny, and this is Are You Okay? The podcast. I hope everyone's having a lovely start to their year. I know mine's been kind of a mixed bag of like chilling out, but also still going, if you know what I mean. I launched my Are You Okay Today 2023 Instagram, which has been obviously for you guys, but also for me to kind of keep a little diary of this year and just outline my daily highlights to bring joy, to find that ultimate abundance and happiness, and just know that there is joy in those kind of average day-to-day tasks that you're doing, whether you're just working or running errands or really just feeling like shit. You can still find that peak. You can still find that high, and it can be as mundane as like saving money on a transaction or a phone call with a friend. I have my first guest today of 2023. She's a dear friend, a bestie, if you will. And we are here to talk about skincare, a massive industry. Everyone's got their own take on skincare. Everyone's got their own relationship with their skin. Sometimes a simple one, sometimes a complicated one like I do. And she knows what she's talking about. She is legit. She's got a really cool job with lots of experience, lots of knowledge to back it up. She's here to find our best skin in 2023. We talk skin health, the science behind skin, products, what you can do, the do's and don'ts, and then ultimately the ABCs of skincare. This is my bestie, Tash. We go way back. We'll talk about that. And I also have a really funny story for you guys to share. So tune in, level up, and let's spark some joy today, guys.
I'm nervous now.
Stop.
Okay, I always like don't know how to start.
Stop.
Okay.
Happy New Year.
Hello, Natasha. Welcome to the podcast.
Hello, Teeny. So excited to be here.
I am so pumped that you're here. I know we've been kind of trying to do this for a while. Like, I've been meaning to have you on to pick your brain and, you know, make sure that we all have our best skin in 2023, because you know that has been a literal journey for me since the age of 14.
Same, yes.
So, Podsters, Tash and I go way, 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 way back. We grew up together. We grew up dancing together, competition team. We went to high school together, graduated together. And then when I moved to Toronto, I hate saying this now, over 10 years ago, we've managed to maintain a very close friendship, which I'm just so happy about. So, yeah.
So many years, babe. So many years. So many memories. Oh, my goodness.
I know. And we had quite the, like, single girl era together, too.
Yes, we did.
Yeah?
Yes, we
How
did.
How was that for you, babe? Did you want to talk about that? No, I think we're going to leave. You know what? You know what we actually have to talk about before we get into skincare and what you're all about? We have to unpack something that happened to me yesterday.
Yes, we do.
Yes, you have been briefed. I made you aware of it almost immediately. I'm going to entitle this, They Always Come Back, Podsters. I promise to be transparent with my listeners. So this is something that we just, like you said, Tash said I would be doing a disservice to the podcast yes. community if I didn't share this. Well. An ex of mine, I'm not going to get into detail of who it is or what he said, because if you know me well enough, you can figure it out, DM'd me after many years of radio silence. So, the reason I want to talk about this, guys, is because it truly, I hate that my mom says that people never change. But holy shit, is she right sometimes.
Yep.
There's like no no growth there, right? Like, what is that? Like, what is that when someone slides into the DMs after years of not speaking, no matter what the circumstances are or were? Why are they doing that? Like, what is your intention? What are you gaining from that? You are humiliating yourself.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So what's...
Your mom is absolutely right.
Yeah?
The Kelster is absolutely right. Yes, people never change.
Really?
And I don't think people change. I really don't. And it's so funny that, I mean, the second that you told me that he DM'd you, I knew for a fact that he wanted to unlock a specific memory with you, hoping and praying that you would answer him. I truly believe that he wanted a response from you. And he was like, if I message her this memory about this specific place, guarantee you that she'll answer me. And then what did you do, babe?
I left on red.
As you should. As you should. Yeah,
here's the thing. I get what you're saying. I agree with what you're saying. But does this fucker actually think I'm that stupid and that sad that I would want to respond? Like, that's what irks me the most. Sure, it's satisfying. Sure, it's funny. We can all laugh about it. But is it really that funny? It's kind of tragic.
It is tragic. 8 years, babe?
Oh! How long has it been? You just released a clue, babe. I, like, can't take it. I'm just like... Wow, they really do always come back. And ultimately, it's just disappointing to see that there's been zero growth. Like, not even an inch. Like, you're still going, eh? You're still doing this. Okay, copy that.
And he's with someone.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's, and again, you know, surprise, surprise, right? Like, shocker, shocker, shocker.
People don't change. I'm sorry, people do not change.
But this is why people have severe trust issues. This is what's wrong with the world, yeah. Right? It's like, if you have something to take care of it. We're all in our goal. We're all evolving, growing. We're getting older. We're in our 30s. And you're still acting like this.
Sad.
So anyways, sad. Guys, that happened, which we love. Because it's funny. And it's content. And it's like, just... absurd. And this is why we take screenshots, right? Because you know homeboy deleted his message after I left him on red.
Of course he did. Come on now.
But what's the point of that?
Didn't I tell you he would?
You did. I was like, he's gonna double text. But nah, he was too humiliated, and as he should be. And you know what? I wish everyone well. I don't have one. All to say is karma. Karma, karma, karma. Truly, truly takes care of everyone. All right, Cash. So we are here to achieve our best skin in 2023. Okay?
Yes.
Yes. So little backstory on what Tash does. You work for L'Oreal, correct? So why don't you share with the podsters what you do and how you came to having this position in the company?
Sure. I was actually having lunch with a few of my old colleagues at L'Oreal, and it made me realize that I've been there for 10 years now. Going on 10 years, it makes me feel incredibly old, but also incredibly grateful for my career at L'Oreal. But started in hair care, started at Kérastase, and I loved my time so much at Kérastase. But in the past few years that I've been at SkinCeuticals, it's been completely life-changing. Yeah. And I guess just seeing the results on myself and learning about skin, skin care, skin health, I'm so passionate about what I do now, and I love to educate and give classes and, you know, lead a team now too, which is super exciting. But I love what I do, and I love to talk about it, and I could talk skincare for hours. And just seeing the results on myself, knowing how I battled with my skin, and now when I go in to educate, people often assume I had perfect skin or my skin
is perfect. Yeah, because it is.
And I'm like, no. Thank you that you're so sweet, but you know my skin was not good. I struggled with teenage acne, adult acne. I went on Accutane, relapsed after Accutane. Like, there's so much to say about what happened to my skin and the journey that I was on, but I was never educated. I really did not know what to use, and I think that's the biggest issue when it comes to skin problems.
Yeah, it's interesting that you bring that point up, because I remember going to a dermatologist when I was 14 when I first started getting, like, quote-unquote, mm-hmm. bad acne. I don't think it was ever, like, you know, mm-hmm. Luckily, I never suffered from, like, chronic face covering acne, but I had those, like, cystic, big pimples, whiteheads, yep. like, the gamut, blemish galore. And, you know, they started with clindoxyl gel, which I feel like everyone's tried at some point, right? I feel like everyone's been on that.
Yeah.
And she, you know, stay out of the sun, and what you eat doesn't affect your skin, and it's none of that stuff, and here's a prescription drug, keep it moving kind of thing, right? And I feel like I've tried a lot of things too, and Podsters, I don't really know if anyone really knows this about me, but me too, babe. Like, literally my entire life, up until my 30th birthday, when you gifted me all of that SkinCeuticals stuff. Now, again, this isn't an ad. We're not pushing SkinCeuticals on people.
No.
But it truly did change my skin. So can you share with the Podsters, like, what your title is, though, at L'Oreal? Like, what you actually do? Because you're saying educate, classes, lead a team. Like, what are you actually doing, babe?
Sure. So my official title is regional sales manager. So it sounds, like, super official. But
because it is.
That's what it is. So. So I manage the Eastern team, so like the Eastern part of Canada, which includes Quebec as well. But in that journey, yes, I lead the sales team, which is so much fun. So I get the sales aspect in my job, but a big part of my job is also educating, right? And educating my sales team too, because I learned so much, and it's not just about learning about skin health, skin products, but it's the clinical data as well, right? The science, which really pushed my knowledge as well. So it's been a really, really fascinating journey. And I feel like I've been able to educate so many people around me, and not just my clinicians and the doctors that I work with, but just my friends and my family. Yeah. I feel like I've gotten to change so many people's skin around me. Like, even my man, who is like super dark skin, I'm like, no, this is what you absolutely need. Yes, you need to wear sunscreen every day. I don't care.
Right, like, important. He's putting, like Nivea on and, like, calling it a day, you know?
Babe, Nivea? Like, no. He didn't even use anything. Like, to him, like, washing his face was with water. Like, you know what
no,
I mean?
No, I know. Men don't wash their face. They literally don't wash their faces. Like, mine does not either. And I'm always, like, freaking out because he comes home from Shoppers with, like, four bottles.
With the three-in-one?
It's just, like... Yeah, like, no, guys, we're not doing that. We're not doing the 3-in-1 in 2023. We're not doing that.
No, we are not. No, we are not. New year, new skin, ditch the 3-in-1, please, guys. Please.
Okay, so God. SkinC, really quick, guys, like we said, it's not an ad, but it definitely changed my skin. So like I said, Tash gifted me a bunch of SkinC. It's not cheap. I'm not going to sit here and pretend it's cheap. But I have dropped so much money on skincare in the past, and time is money. How much time have I spent trying to figure this out? Appointments, you know, double duty, morning and night, like crying over my skin. I'm an actor. I get on the fucking, I'm doing a self-tape, and it's like, oh, there's a whitehead again. Like, it's just not it. It's really not it. I'm sure I've lost jobs over my skin, like, you know, and it was just like, enough is enough. I have wrinkles now. I can't have pimples too.
I feel the same, but the amount of times that I haven't showed up to places in the past because I felt like my skin was too bad to be somewhere. Isn't that insane that the way your skin looks will affect how you're feeling to the point where you're like, I'm not going to go somewhere? That's how bad I feel because my skin looks like shit, so I feel like shit.
Yeah, which is exactly why it goes hand in hand with the theme of this season, which is sparking joy. Because when your skin feels good, you feel good, which is how you achieve an abundant life. Do you know what I'm saying? Like, when all those stars align, you know? So how do we get there, babe? Let's segue into kind of the basics, right? So we know you work for L'Oreal. We know that you work for SkinC, that I've tried all of the products, that they have absolutely changed my skin. Why don't you share with the Podsters how my skin has changed since then and now? From your perspective.
Look, I see you right now. Your skin, are you wearing makeup? Couldn't tell. I think you're not wearing makeup. Your skin looks glowing, perfect. Like I was saying before, I don't see any new inflammation. I don't see, like, any new pimples. I don't see any hyperpigmentation.
So what is hyperpigmentation, babe?
So you could kind of classify it into three categories of hyperpigmentation. So one that we call melasma, which is hormonal, super hard to treat, that we often see in pregnant women. Post-inflammatory hyperpigmentation, which is acne marks, not scars. So it's not like an indentation into the skin. It's really a mark that's left behind after the inflammation happens.
So that's what I had on the ship.
Exactly. Okay. And that's what I suffered from as well. So we call it PIH. And the third would just be more of a sunspot
like photo damage.
Right, which is what I have right here. Okay. It's interesting because people just assume acne scarring and that's it, right?
Exactly.
Yeah, but there's so much more. And obviously, I've been very strict with my regime. I'm using the cleanser, the toner, the serums, day and night. I'm spending the money. It's an investment. I'm a self-employed artist, so I write it off. Don't care. This is the product. Hello. This is the face. And yes. I've never been more committed. I've never been more tuned in because I just accepted that I had bad skin. I literally accepted it, babe. I was never at the point where I was saying no to events and staying home because of my skin because I do. I am more confident, yada, 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 whatever. We don't need to get into that. Yeah. But I had accepted that this is how it was going to be for me.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. But, and you know, I don't think perfect skin is ever the goal. And that's why I often talk about skin health is super important too. Right? Like just, yes, feeling good and having gorgeous skin is a benefit. But to me, skin health, we're still so young. Like working on skin health now is the best thing that you can do. It's the best investment that you can
make.
Honestly.
So what do we do? Like where, how do we start with skin health? Like unpack that. What is that?
Yeah. So skin health for, look, number one, I can talk about this forever, and it's just sunscreen. It sounds so lame. Like, I remember being a kid and my mother, like, bathing me in sunscreen, and I hated it, and, like, the pure zinc oxide on my face to protect me. But my mom knew what she was doing, truly knew what she was doing. So for me, the number one thing, an anti-aging product that everyone should have is a sunscreen. And it's every day. Like, people are like, do I have to wear it if it's the winter or if it's cloudy? Yes. Like, UVA rays, which represent 95% of the rays that are present every day that go through windows, are the rays that cause aging of the skin. So, yes, the answer is wear sunscreen every single day. 365 days of the year, you wear a sunscreen. That's my number one thing that I want to tell, like, that I want to share with everyone is skin health is sunscreen every single day.
Yeah, and, you know, full transparency, you know I have trouble with that one.
Why?
I don't know why. I don't know why. I'm just going to, like, hang myself out to dry here. Like, I just don't get it. I'm like, for me, I don't see the sun. I don't know about you. Haven't seen it in days here in Toronto. What sun are you talking about? But obviously, when I'm in the sun, I'm applying sunscreen. But it's something I'm really trying to do, babe. But I just feel like my skin gets really oily if I put it underneath my makeup. Like, I'm just, I have trouble with that.
So it's just about finding a good sunscreen. And I can talk about different filters and mineral versus chemical and what you should look for. But find a sunscreen that you love. A mattifying sunscreen. A powder. If you like a powder sunscreen.
Oh, that's a thing? Sunscreen. See, I didn't even know that was a thing.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Okay.
There's beautiful brands that make powder sunscreen. Little powder every morning absorbs the oil production at the same time. To me, it's just about finding a sunscreen that you love and that you want to wear every single day. And I get it. We don't see the rays, so we're like, what's the point? But we even talk about what visible light does. Blue light, right? That we see every day using laptops, using telephones. Like, we educate also on blue light now.
Wow.
It's a thing, and it's going to be aging the skin and causing extra hyperpigmentation. Yeah.
So you're saying that sunscreen can also help with that?
If you look for a filter, that's called iron oxide.
Okay.
So iron oxide is what protects against visible light.
All right. So if anyone's like sitting in front of a computer all day, which isn't me, I'm lucky, that's what they're looking for. Wow. See, babe, I have no idea. Not only do they not teach us about finances in school, but they don't teach us how to actually take care of ourselves.
I swear. I know.
It's deeply disturbing.
Deeply concerning.
Just like the DM. I'm like really disturbed right now. No, I'm kidding. Okay, so skin health. In addition to sunscreen, anything else you want to mention about skin health before we move on to like...
So,
yeah.
Absolutely. So obviously, avoid the sun. Like if anyone's still obsessed with like, you know, in Quebec we say bronzage, but like tanning and tanning beds, it's just, it's got to stay in 2022.
Really?
Like it really has to stay in 2022. Stop going in the sun. I don't know why is our culture obsessed with sun exposure? It doesn't make sense to me. If you want to get a tan, use a nice tanning lotion. I don't know, get a spray tan. Like, stop going in the sun.
Okay, but
like, it's just,
this is where I'm not going to say I disagree with you, but I'm kind of like, a little sun exposure, is that bad? Like, vitamin D, right? Like, things grow because of the sun, sure. Which means we must need it.
20 minutes a day, but to me, it's like, I'm still, if I'm in the sun, I'm always wearing a hat.
Right.
I'm always wearing a sunscreen. Like, I'm never going in the sun. Like, sure, in my teen years, I might have, but you will not catch me in the sun now. Like, even if I'm on vacation, like, I'm in the shade, I have a hat on. Like, I just have spent too much time and energy and money on my skin at this point that, like, I refuse to cause damage to my skin. So 20 minutes a day, vitamin D, absolutely. Just wear your sunscreen and honestly just try to avoid the sun overall.
Wow, that's something that we're just not the same there, eh, at all. And that's okay, that's great, right? Like, I love that. But it's like, I'm obsessed with the sun, Tash. You know that.
I know.
Do you worry about me?
I know.
Do you worry about me?
Look, I worry about anyone that's in the sun. Even my man, who's super dark, I'm like, I'm obsessed with him. The man, you know, we have like a Fitzpatrick scale that we call 1 to 6 of like what your skin color is. The man's on the darkest level,
right. Okay?
I'm like, avoid the sun. Like, even for him, because it still causes wrinkling, right?
Yeah.
So people are obsessed with the sun, and you have beautiful olive skin. Of course, I'm much fairer. So I'm definitely in the most dangerous zone,
okay,
if you will.
Yeah, fair.
Aging happens to every Fitzpatrick type. Every single phototype, every single skin color, aging of the skin will happen.
No,
right?
And I'm glad we're talking about this because it's something that
Sorry, I'm obsessed.
No, and I need to stop, babe. I know. But
you do, and look at your gorgeous skin right now and how much time and money you've invested in this. Babe, like, you know.
No, and you're not the only one who said it to me, and it's something that I've definitely backed off in the last couple of years. I was really obsessed with being like a certain color, and it's just not natural now. Like, I know that's not natural. So I'm working on it. You know what? I'm going to work on it in 2023. We're going to find that mattifying sunscreen. I'm going to tell the podsters.
Gorgeous.
And that's that.
Good. So I will name drop a brand if it's something that people are interested in. It's called Color Science. It's not part of SkinCeuticals, but I know they make beautiful powdered sunscreens that are all mineral filters as well.
Okay.
So they're not chemical filters. So they're mineral filters that sit at the surface of your skin. And they're tinted. And they're in a powder. They're really well-loved products.
Okay, great. And is that something that you would put on before your makeup or after the powder?
It depends. I want to say most people do it at the end.
Okay.
At the end of their makeup, they'll use it. Or then you can reapply it during the
day. That is something I can totally get behind. As the greasiest person alive.
Beautiful.
I'm shining right now. You're saying that I look beautiful, but I literally...
You're glowing!
It's oil, babe. I love you. It's oil, okay? I've had a long day. All right, so we've unpacked skin health. I asked you to kind of prepare 5 to 10 must-dos. So I'm not sure if you want to get into that first, or if you want to talk about things to do, things to avoid, what to look for, daily habits. Like, I kind of want you to just take the lead, take us through Tash's skin boot camp, skin college, not sure what we're going to call it, but tell us what you know, because clearly I don't know enough.
So, skincare boot camp, I love that.
Okay.
So,
we're going with boot camp.
Things to do. I love that. I love the things to do. So wear sunscreen. I think
yes,
that
we get it.
10 minutes on fucking sunscreen. We get it. My next thing would be to double cleanse.
Okay.
I think if you're not doing it, double. Yes.
Sorry, I'm being so annoying. I just keep it.
Double cleanse.
Babe, when you told me I had to double cleanse, not only was I livid about the price of that, because then I'm like, oh, you mean double the cleanser? I was livid, but you're so right, right?
And most people that I talk about, educate on double cleansing, come back to me after and go, Natasha, this was a game changer. Game changer. And I always say, we wash our hair twice. It's not to sell more shampoo, okay? We say wash your hair twice to remove. The first time is to remove excess buildup, excess product, right? Second time, we're properly cleansing our scalp. It is the same thing we talk about washing our face, like washing our skin. First time, we're removing bacteria, oil, dirt, especially wearing masks. Oh my God, mask me. Guys, double cleanse. Second time we're cleansing is to properly cleanse the skin. And it doesn't need to be, I'm not trying to sell more cleanser either. It can easily be with a micellar water as your first step if you choose, right? It could be a micellar water and your second cleanse is your cleanser. But doing a double cleanse at night, it's just, it's a game changer, especially if you're acne prone, okay? Yeah. So a double cleanse and looking for a soap-free cleanser. I cannot put a bigger emphasis on that. Yes, soap-free. Any skin type.
So what does that mean? Are you turning the bottle around and looking to see if soap is in the ingredients? Like, how are you figuring that out?
Yeah. So basically, if you're looking for any, like, it's sulfates that we're talking about, right? That are abrasive kind of agents that make the cleansers mousse up, if you will. So obviously, well, I can tell you that everything in SkinCeuticals is soap-free. There are no sulfates in any of the cleansers. So it just never disrupts your skin barrier. And I think that we all made this mistake as teenagers, especially if you were acne prone, you were using things that were super astringent.
Yeah.
And we had this obsession with feeling like the more it like cleansed and the more our skin felt tight, the cleaner we were. Like, how fucked up
when you think back to it, that's what we wanted. And Neutrogena.
Disgusting.
Foaming wash. So can you drop a couple brands that absolutely have soap in them?
Oh, I mean, mostly everything that you find at the pharmacy does have soap, okay? However, La Roche-Posay has a lot of cleansers that are sulfate-free. So if you're looking for a pharmacy brand, La Roche-Posay, I want to say, most of them are sulfate-free.
So okay? For the Anglos, safe La Roche-Posay. Not La Roche. People are going to be like, sorry, what? But yes, yes, yes. Okay.
Yes, yes. Beautiful brand as well, part of the L'Oreal group as well. So I kind of get like a little education on La Roche-Posay as well. So they are sulfate free. So great cleanser as well to me. It sounds so basic, but it makes a big, big difference. Like if you guys are using like Vichy, Normaderm or things like that, like any of those Neutrogena products, St. Ives, that apricot scrub, has to go. Garbage things to leave in 2022, guys.
Apparently exfoliants with beads and sand and all that bullshit for your face in general, right?
Garbage. I could talk about forever. Garbage. Guys, the
St. Ives so many apricot used to exfoliate your skin. Scrub. We've all used it, babe. We've all used it.
It's garbage. It disrupts your skin barrier. And if you're acne prone, what it does, it just makes your skin create more sebum because it's in overdrive trying to repair itself. It's just, there are so many ways to exfoliate the skin. Guys, please, in 2023, the physical exfoliants or the mechanical ones, the ones that do this, like circular motion, have got to stay in 2022.
So what is that? So what are we using instead?
So if you're going to want to use physical, if you have thick skin, normal skin, mature skin, darker skin, I will accept it, okay? If you do not categorize yourself as one of those things, you're going to an enzymatic exfoliation or a chemical exfoliator.
Help? What does that mean?
So, chemical exfoliants, okay? Chemical exfoliants, you're either looking for your families of AHAs or BHAs. Alpha hydroxy acids or beta hydroxy acids. If you have acne prone skin, go for your BHAs. The most well known, I'm sure a lot of you know this, is salicylic acid.
Okay. Now you're, okay. I'm like, yes. Okay. I just went back to like remedial skincare. You were talking in like doctorate language there for a second. I was like, I'm sorry, what? But yes. Okay. What else are we looking for, babe?
So your BHAs would be your acne prone. So basically how AHAs and BHAs work, I like to explain them, like to talk about them as little Pac-Man on the surface of your skin that work at removing that dead skin at the surface of the skin. And your BHAs, even more so, they love sebum. They love oil. So they go even deeper into the skin to remove that excess buildup. So instead of using this St. Ives garbage, okay, what a chemical exfoliator does is it works all day. Think about your Pac-Man eating away at that dead skin that we don't want at the surface anymore. So AHAs, the most common, is glycolic acid.
Yes.
So that's for your fine lines, right? Textural problems. BHA, your most common, would be salicylic acid. And it's not to say that we don't want both. I use both.
I think people associate exfoliation with those grains, right? The scrubs, the beads. But it's so much more than that, clearly.
three different types of exfoliation, and it doesn't always need to be mechanical. It doesn't need to have granules to exfoliate your skin.
What about using granules on your body? Is that okay?
I think so, absolutely. Like, especially if, yeah, I think that, you know, obviously your skin is the biggest organ, right? It's your biggest organ. So obviously your the skin on your face needs to be treated a different way than your neck does or your eyes do, right? Versus your body. So definitely, you know, I love a good scrub on my arms. Oh, let's say no problem. But now that I apply salicylic acid on my arms, forget it. Game changer.
What are the changes that you've noticed?
So much smoother. I have a lot of KP, which is kind of like that those red bumps or like strawberry kind of skin that people often talk about. So just using salicylic acid on your arms, oh my God. It's just so much education we've done on exfoliation that doesn't always necessarily involve granules. But yes, on your body, no problem. But the skin on your face is so much thinner, so it needs to be treated differently.
Right. Oh my gosh, mm-hmm. This is so fascinating. Okay, what else is on your list?
So things to do also is start with a retinol. Okay.
Yes. Baby, talk us on retinol, because I kind of know, but a lot of people don't.
So retinol, I feel like so many people talk about this on TikTok now. It seems to be one of the things that everyone talks about. Retinol, what's retinol? How do you use it? It's a form of vitamin A that works on cellular turnover.
Okay.
So it works on basically increasing collagen production in the dermis of the skin, with the deepest layer of the skin, to bring healthy new skin cells to the surface of your skin. So I like to say retinol works like a time machine. So in our 20s, our skin cells renew every 20 days. In our 30s, every 30 days. In our 40s, every 40 days. So it basically
slows down.
It's depressing. So what retinol does is it speeds up that process by bringing new healthy skin cells to the surface of the skin to not only diminish fine lines and wrinkles, but amazing for acne, hyperpigmentation. Like, retinol is a star ingredient that is probably the number one thing that transformed my skin. I don't know how you feel about it, but to me it was one of the things that really transformed my skin, and I cannot live without retinol now.
Okay, so to use my experience with it, because it's obviously been very positive for you, you started me on a 0.3, I think. There's 0.5. Yes. What are you using right now?
So I graduated to a 0.5, and I just want to preface by saying that we're talking about medical grade. So it's not the same as if someone's buying a retinol at Sephora. Like, babe, the 0.3 that you're using is medical grade. Like, it works really at the deepest level of the skin. It's super pure. It's super concentrated.
Okay.
So it's strong. Even at 0.3, it's fucking strong. Yeah. Like, so you need to start slowly.
Remember, mine was peeling. My skin was peeling.
Oh, I know.
So why is that? Because it was just too much?
You probably started a little too quickly, too frequently.
Okay.
So I always say just start once a week. It's at nighttime only. It's photosensitive. So just start at night only, once a week to start off. Second week, go to 2 times a week. Third week, go to 3 times a week if it's tolerable. And just stay there for now until you can tolerate it every single evening.
Got it. And if someone's buying something from Sephora or the pharmacy, that's a completely different story.
It is. It's not medical grade. It's not pure retinol. It's normally derivatives of retinol, which are fine if you want to slowly get started. I don't want to, you know, talk shit about those other retinols. But if you're looking to get into medical grade skincare, then here we're talking about pure vitamin A, which is pure retinol. It's basically what you're going to find after a prescription tretinoin. So, which is like pure retinoic acid that you're applying onto your skin, which is super strong.
And I think I was using something like that for my cystic acne at one point, like tretinoid, something crazy like that.
Yes. Yes, exactly.
Like burning off the literal eyelid that was growing on my chin 6 months ago. Anyways, okay, awesome. Retinol, check. What else?
My last thing would be to start on a vitamin C young as well.
Okay. Yes. You're very passionate about your vitamin C.
Yes. So vitamin C is an antioxidant. If you can start now on a retinol young, start at a vitamin C young. Like, I call them my ABCs of skincare. To me, if you want to start on a good skincare routine in 2023, okay, Natasha, there's so many things. Like, how do we keep this, like, basic? ABC. A is your vitamin A, so your retinol. B is your sunblock, okay? C is your vitamin C.
Are you okay, babe? That is so major. The ABCs. Okay. Yeah.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay, so I'm just missing the B. You know I have the A, you know I have the C. So I'm just missing the B. Okay?
You gotta get on the B. You gotta get your sunblock you're every single day.
I know you're dying inside, but I have to be honest with you. I'm not gonna lie to you.
That's all good.
Amazing. So another thing that I want to address with the podsters and you is the last time I saw you at the girls' weekend back in November, I was like, babe, you have to check out my new eye cream. And I showed it to you and I was like, you're gonna approve. You're gonna approve. Like, it's not SkinCeuticals, but you're gonna approve. And you were like, the ingredients aren't listed on this, babe. And I was like, what? It really works, though.
Not me, the ingredient snob.
No, but you're right, though. Why aren't they listed? Like, what am I even looking
it's
for?
True.
Why don't we care what we're buying?
I couldn't agree more. This is, like, about education, too. It's not about, you know, buying one certain thing and one certain brand. To me, it's about what are you looking for? What are the ingredients that you're looking for when you're picking up a bottle of something, right?
So sulfate-free is an absolute must.
Yes.
It's a non-negotiable. What else is a non-negotiable on the back of that goddamn bottle?
Okay. So in vitamin C, okay, so your antioxidant, everyone's picking up vitamin C. Look at the ingredients. It needs to be L-ascorbic acid. That is the acid that you're looking, that is pure vitamin C.
Okay.
It is the only form of vitamin C that is bioavailable in the skin, that the skin recognizes. Other vitamin C, topical vitamin C, will just sit at the surface. Like, it will not do anything. So L-ascorbic acid is what you're looking for in pure vitamin C. And like I said, those are my ABCs. That's my C. You need your pure L-ascorbic acid for it to have any, like, human skin penetration, okay? Sunscreens. You need mineral filters. This is what you're looking for. Zinc oxide, titanium dioxide, and if you work in front of a lot of screens, have hyperpigmentation, so any discoloration, look for that iron oxide too. Iron oxide blocks out visible light or blue light.
Okay.
And my last is that retinol, my A and my ABCs, okay? It's pure vitamin A. You're looking for retinol, okay? Not any sort of derivative of retinol. You're looking for pure retinol, ideally, if you want it to be, again, truly penetrating into human skin. Those are my musts, I think, and obviously looking for a cleanser that is sulfate-free. Those would be my musts when looking at ingredients that are going to be, again, bioavailable in the skin. And when we're talking about filters for sunscreen, that are going to stay at the surface of the skin, so that physical protection, I talk about, like, it's wearing, like, a jacket over your skin. That's how well-protected you are using those filters I just named.
And this is obviously, like, so much information, Podsters. I'm already, like, you know what I mean? It's like, it's overwhelming. It's like when you decide to go zero waste. It's like, how do I start? When you start working out, how do I start? Like, when you start eating healthy, it's like, it's a journey. We're not going to get there overnight. Like, for me, I always just want to finish a product. I hate throwing stuff out. Unless, of course, it's, like, extremely harmful, then obviously no. But it's just, like, it's baby steps, right? The next time you run out of your cleanser, take initiative, educate yourself, message fucking, I'm sure you would be more than happy to answer any questions, Tash.
Oh, more than happy.
Yeah, it's like, let's do our homework in 2023. In order to spark joy, we need to be doing things properly. Like, as much as people think I have my shit together and I'm super organized, I cut corners all the time. I can be super lazy and I can procrastinate. And it's like, I'm just not doing it anymore because time is money and my money is valuable. And I literally have, like you said, this one organ for the rest of my life.
I'm sorry. What you said is so accurate. And I don't want to say that I'm here to be like, let's do seven steps morning and night. Like, it's a lot. Like, that's why I just want to say eight, like, keep it super simple. If you want three things to do, and me too, babe, like, I'm exhausted, I work long hours, like, I'm not always like, let me do seven steps for my skincare. If I'm keeping it basic, this is what I'm doing. It's vitamin C, it's sunscreen, you know, it's my retinol.
Okay, but real quick, like, do you have a seven-step skincare routine?
When I have the time, I absolutely do.
I know you do, bitch. I know you do. Okay, I have one last question. What is the consequence to not washing your face after a night out? Because you know I'm good, babe. You know I'm good. But every now and then, she really gets me.
You know what's hilarious? I see videos of people being like, how does my skin know it's sleeping? When people like try to make excuses for not taking their makeup off. Do you not realize that when we're sleeping, our body is naturally regenerating ourselves? Like, we're naturally... And the same thing for our skin. Our skin is in regeneration mode. Like, the fact that anyone would go to bed without makeup to me, with their makeup on, is, like, just leaves me speechless, babe. Honestly, like, I never, ever slept with my makeup on as a teenager. I cannot fathom doing it now. And we would have friends that would go to bed... And we would have friends that would go to bed with their makeup on all the time. And I'd be like, this bitch doesn't have one pimple.
I know.
Not one.
That's the thing, eh? It's so... We all have that girlfriend. We all have multiple girlfriends like that. And you just want to fucking kill them. Yep. If I do that once, I'm not kidding, I wake up with... Like, I can't even... No. I rarely do it.
Yep.
It's very once in a blue moon. But I used to do it a lot more. Because, you know, you're tired. I would be bartending till fucking 3 a.m. Like, I'm exhausted. Like, no. Absolutely. Or just out very sober, late, okay? I think that's a wonderful note to wrap on. And speaking of sleep and regeneration and all that, you're so right. Like, I would love to have someone come on the podcast and talk about sleep. Because, mm-hmm. for example, not washing your face before bed, you know, eating, I'll binge eat before bed. And then my body is sitting in that, laying in that bed just like... Just try to break down the bag of Swedish berries. Like, it's just crazy, right?
Yes, I know. I agree. So this is why you need to remove your makeup before going to bed. Like, it's so simple, but please, please do it. And I think that, you know, we talked about a lot of the ABCs, but I know people often ask me about hyaluronic acid, such an amazing ingredient. Like, it's a great humectant, but if you're talking about a hyaluronic acid serum... My tips, you know, we talked about the like 5 to 10 tips for better skin. This is definitely one of them. If you're going to get a hyaluronic acid serum, it is a serum that technically stays at the surface of your skin. If there are people that are getting fillers, they know that's hyaluronic acid that's being injected. It will not penetrate the skin unless it's being injected. So if you're using a hyaluronic acid serum, So if you're using hyaluronic acid, apply it on damp skin, okay? Best way to actually have better penetration into the skin. Or apply a little bit of like a mist before applying your hyaluronic acid serum.
Interesting.
So a great extra ingredient to add, because I think what often happens is people that are acne prone or oily assume they don't need hydration. It is a huge misconception.
Same. All the time I skip my moisturizer because I'm like, no, I'm not doing the grease today.
But you need one. Every single skin type needs a moisturizer. It's just about finding the right type of moisturizer. So people that are acne prone, oily, look for ceramides, look for hyaluronic acid, look for glycerin. Okay. Those are great ingredients to look for someone that for the, that's acne prone. Okay. So those are all excellent humectants that basically draw water into the skin. Every single skin type needs hydration.
Yeah.
Morning, night, AM, PM, you need to be applying a moisturizer. And I think that's how I probably, like, fucked up my skin so badly as a teenager, because I was destroying my skin barrier all the time using astringent cleansers, moisturizers, my St. Ives apricot scrub. Like,
guys, St. Ives.
You need to moisturize.
St. Ives should be ashamed of themselves.
I'm embarrassed for them, honestly. And it's still on the shelves.
Oh, babe, I mean, thousands and millions upon products are still on the shelves that are just so dangerous, right? And again, this is our responsibility, Podsters. We're leveling up like we always do. We're finding joy. And nothing makes me happier, Tash, than when I wake up in the morning after a long night and I'm like, damn, I am so glad I did my skincare last night. Nothing makes me happier than when I wake up in the morning and I have time to do, I think I do 4 steps, all 4 steps. And I take care of this instrument, you know?
Yes. Yes. It's so important. And like, it's just also, it's a time for ourselves too, right? it's just a moment. I know it all, it's often seems tedious, but it's like, this is my little moment that I'm taking, whether it's 5 to 10 minutes. It's a moment for myself. I'm doing my little skincare routine. Like, I'm, you know, I'm investing in my skin and my skin health, right? Which is what I often just want to talk about, is the health of your skin is so much, is so important. And it's, and if you're young now or whatever age that you are, just start now. Like, 2023 is the time to start.
Your best skin in 2023, which I think is a wonderful note to end on. Tash, I cannot thank you enough for doing this with me. I know that was a lot of talk. I hope everyone took notes, okay? There will be a quiz. And the first question is, do you DM your ex? The answer is no, okay? The next question, the next question on the quiz is, what are the ABCs of skincare, right?
Yes.
And what's the third question for the Podsters, Tash? I'll let you take that away.
Oh, my goodness. How many different exfoliators are
there? Oh, wow. Come on. I think there's 3. Did I get that right?
Yes, babe. Yes.
When the student becomes the teacher. Okay, Tash, where can the Podsters find you? Because you know they're going to be rampant with questions now.
My Instagram is Tash Sidroff, T-A-S-H, me not knowing how to spell it. Jeez. Sidroff, C-I-D-R-O-F. And honestly, I just want to say, so many people message me and like about their specific concerns, and I'm so, so happy to help. I know this is a lot of information, but, and it's really about finding the right ingredients for your skin. So I'm so, so, so happy to help anyone that's interested.
Well, that's very sweet of you. And, you know, it all comes out in the wash, right? It all comes back around. This is a community where we help each other, and I love that. Everyone, you know where to find me, at Teeny Time, and also at Are You Okay 2023, which is where I'm posting my daily highlights that spark me joy and the highlights of my day. So please, please, go ahead and follow. Check it out.
Love you, babe.